From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A violent showdown between protesters for and against Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak continues in Cairo. Gunfire rang out in the city overnight, and there are now reports of pro-government demonstrators heading to the central square armed with knives and sticks. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says there are suspicions that pro-Mubarak forces are getting outside help.
We've seen white minibuses loaded with men being bused to Tahrir Square, filled with pro-Mubarak protesters. That's pretty much what we saw yesterday. This is clearly organized and orchestrated. The anti-Mubarak protesters and demonstrators say sponsored violence by the government. Pro-Mubarak protesters basically being paid to come here in some cases to try and take the square from the anti-government forces.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Chicago public schools will remain closed today following a monster storm that dumped 20 inches of snow on the city. The last time the city's schools were shut down was in 1999. Marge Pitroff of member station WWM says the same storm system left nearly 2 feet of snow in Milwaukee, where winds created drifts above 6 feet.
Not many Milwaukeeans seemed in a hurry Wednesday to confront the mounds of snow on their sidewalks and driveways. There was a lot of staring at first. It took hours to burrow down to the pavement. Most of the city was shut down as a result, an eerie, empty feeling downtown. For nearly half the day, most grocery and convenience stores were closed, so there really wasn't anywhere to buy food if you didn't have any. The city has now plowed its main streets and at least one lane down the majority of side streets, but enough of a mess remains that the public schools have called off classes for a second day Thursday. Officials worry about the safety of the kids, particularly because the temperature is plummeting. For NPR News, I'm Marge Pitroff in Milwaukee.
Much of the Gulf of Mexico could recover from the BP oil spill by next year. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that the assessment comes from the agency in charge of compensating people for their losses.
Gulf Coast Claims Administrator Kenneth Feinberg says the prediction comes from experts hired to pore over environmental assessments.
It is reasonable to conclude full recovery by the end of 2012.
Feinberg is using that evaluation to determine damage payments from the $20 billion fund he took over from BP last August. He says oysters are not expected to replenish as quickly as other marine life. Those damage claims will be paid at 4 times the level established last year. Public comment will be taken for the next 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Asian markets are mixed today as investors weigh the impact of the unrest in Egypt. Shares are up in Hong Kong, down in Tokyo. This is NPR News. The federal government is taking steps to limit the amount of toxic chemicals in drinking water. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that the Environmental Protection Agency is changing the rules on perchlorate, reversing a Bush administration policy.
Perchlorate interferes with the thyroid's ability to produce important growth hormones. It can disrupt the normal development of fetuses, babies, and children. The EPA says between 5 million and 17 million Americans may be getting tap water contaminated with perchlorate. Some perchlorate occurs naturally. It's also made for use in rocket fuel, fireworks, flares, and explosives. Government agencies have increasingly been finding the chemical in drinking water and even food. The EPA also is announcing plans to set drinking water standards for 16 other toxic chemicals that may cause cancer. They're known as volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. The EPA didn't specify a deadline for the new standards. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Forecasters say Cyclone Yasi has weakened to a Category 1 storm but can still cause flooding in the outback. The storm damaged homes, trees, crops, and power lines across a 190-mile stretch of Australia's Queensland state. Authorities are expressing amazement and relief that there were no deaths. The tourist town of Mission Beach was hardest hit. U.S. unemployment fell in 207 metropolitan areas, rose in 122 others, and stayed the same in 43. The Labor Department figures show the jobless rate fell 0.4% in December. The department's January unemployment report comes out later today. The weekly jobless figures will be released today. This is NPR News.
Support for